What we've seen is that suicides in England have been declining since the early 1990s, and with the onset of the recession, this trend reversed. So if this downward trend had continued, we would have had 1,000 fewer suicides in England between 2008 and 2010. So what we also looked at is the relationship between unemployment, rises in unemployment and rises in suicides. And we found a clear relationship between rises in male unemployment and rises in male suicides.
So you've looked at a statistical equivalence, but were you able to examine any of the individual cases to get some more empirical proof?
So we just used data that's routinely available on deaths that are recorded as suicides and the numbers of people claiming unemployment benefits. We don't know whether these particular suicides, were in people who were unemployed or in work, but we find the strong association between the amount that unemployment rose in an area and the increase in suicides.
Well, let's just bring into the conversation Philip Hodson, fellow of the British Association for Counselling and Psychotherapist, a therapist himself for 30 years. Are these findings consistent with your own clinical experience?
Yes, I think it's generally accepted in the profession that suicide is a barometer of the economy. Just go to the most florid example, the Great Depression, suicide rates skyrocketed.
What are the triggers?
The triggers, the most difficult group that we have to look at is male. It's men in particular who seem to find unemployment and not being able to put bread on the table, as it were, who find the loss of self-esteem the most difficult to negotiate. And it may well be that we need to look at what it is that women do, which is so much more resilient than what it is that men do in relation to suicide, depression, and death.
And Ben Barr, from your figures, of those 1,846 men and 155 women, so a lot more men.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely find this relationship where women seem to be much more resilient to the effects of unemployment, and we didn't find any association with rises in unemployment with rises in female suicides.
Philip Hodson, if somebody presents to you saying that they are depressed because they've lost their house, they've lost their job, what is it that you can say to them to stop them reaching such depths of depression that they consider taking their own lives?
I'm going to ignore the possibility of sounding like a cliche, but just go for it and say it's probable that this is how anybody would feel under these circumstances. I want to know whether you've thought about suicide. I want to know whether you've made a plan. And I want you to know that I will try and help you get yourself through this period. It may well be that your perception of the situation is a particularly depressed one, which is only going to last for a short time, that perception. But if you act on that perception, the consequences are with you and those you care about forever.
And Ben Barr, the data that you've produced for the UK, how does it compare with elsewhere in Europe, the United States, indeed other parts of the world?
Greece, Ireland, the Netherlands, Finland, and Italy have all reported some increases in suicides. The point, I suppose, is that these suicides are potentially preventable. In the recession in the 1990s, we saw that some countries didn't see an associated rise in suicides, and those tended to be countries that had stronger social protection and social welfare systems, such as Sweden.
So, Philip Hodson, these figures here for the UK are slightly damning, therefore, it would appear, of any kind of established support network that should exist in this country.
I think we still have a problem with supporting men, which is about giving them permission to talk about feelings of failure without fearing they're going to risk ridicule and accusations that they can't hack it. If you are bold enough to say you can hack anything, just put yourself entirely into the hands of a psychotherapist for 3 weeks, and I can assure you we know what causes these problems, and if we were ever employed by the Gestapo, we could create them. If you are under sufficient stress, you will eventually break down.